Today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Gimel. So I got to the top around six lines down the two dots. The Gemara is quoting from the Mishnah. Im yesh edim shetavu hareze nishba venoto. So the Mishnah told us a few days ago that if the employee wants to collect his money, and if he claims within the time frame, so he's able to take a shvua and collect nishba venoto. But if he claims only after the zman, it's too late. And the shvua venota doesn't work anymore because we assume the employer did pay him. But if he has edim, that he was tava, harezen nishva venota. So what does it mean he had edim that he was claiming before zman? It doesn't make any sense. The Gemara says, asks, v'ha katavu l'kaman. Right now he's claiming the money. So if it's within the zman, he's claiming money, who cares that he was tava in front of edim? He's in front of bezdin. He goes to bezdin. The time's up. It's within 30 days and I expect my money. Who cares about the edim? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Asi shetavu bizmanu. No. They bring edim that he was tove in the right zman, but they're claiming afterward. So let's say the 30 days are up. Now he's coming to day 33, so he shouldn't have the right to take a shvua and to take the money. But the thing is, since he has edim that he was toveya on day 30, he was toveya bizman. So now they have the right to claim a few days later. They still have the ability of shvua of nishba venoto. Where it says v'dilma the basar hachipari. How is that a raya? Because he had edim that he was tovei on day 30, now it's day 45, so we assume they never pay? I don't understand. Maybe the employer paid him between day 30 and day 45. That's not fair. So Amar Abaye, shetavu kol zmano. It's a situation where he's tovei that holds man. Rashi explains here, kol zmano ad she'avar lav. So again, this stage doesn't really answer much here, where the employee is being tovei the last few moments of day 30. He's claiming at that point, and he's Toveya with Adam that he never paid any back. So the day 30 happened, and the time ended, and we have Adam that he didn't pay back. So Gemara says, it doesn't make any sense still. Uliolam lo parlay? So does this mean that if an employee ever is Toveya, be'edim, bizmano, so we assume he always has the right weeks, months, years later to always collect payment? The employer never pays him because he was Toveya be'edim? That doesn't make any sense. So Gemara says, what's going on here? And this is the end of the Gemara here. Amar Bichama bar Ukva, keneged os hayom shel tevi'ah. No, he has 24 hours to really claim. He has 24 hours. Rashi explains here around four narrow lines down. Amar Bichama ad bar Ukva, keneged kol yom shel tevi'ah. Yom echad l'achar zmano, natnu lo chachamim lishava v'yito. So if, let's say, on day 30 he's tovea be'edim, that he never paid me back, I want my money. So at that point, Gesundheit, he has 24 hours to now take him to Bez, and I didn't receive my money. And he could take a nishba venota, take a shvu and take. After 24 hours, it's too late.
And if he doesn't have Eidim, at the 30th day?
Day 30 ends and zero.
Meaning he has to go, it's very hard, because why should he go to Bez Din while the other guy still can pay?
Yeah, it's very unclear.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, it should apply whether he has edim or not. Right. Right? He should have 24 hours.
He should have 20. Yeah, that's what it seemed like.
It's almost a contradiction. But I mean, because from all these questions that Gemara is asking, it's obvious that nobody's going to start asking for money when they don't owe it.
Right, but we have a chazaka that the employee is going to pay and not violate any yisur.
Right.
So we trust the day of, if work's over, here's your check, zehos. So we trust the chazaka; he's going to pay you. So now to give the advantage to the employee having to collect twice, so we didn't have that, even though we know no one really pays mamish on time. If the guy's done the job, the guy collects the money a few days later, so we don't think like that.
Right.
But back then, apparently what was done, it seems that they paid mamish the day's over, here's your payment. So now to have an extra 24 hours, you don't have those 24 hours unless you were toveya be'edim at that last second where he should have paid and he didn't pay, so you get an extension of 24 hours. Okay, the Mishnah says now, Hamal ves chavero lo yim shechenenu ela bebezdin. A person who lends money, and now he didn't get paid back, he could only take a mashkon in bezdin. Rashi explains here, Hamal ves chavero vehigiyaz man velo parlo. Only after he didn't pay. It wasn't a mashkon given b'shas halva. It was a mashkon taken in response to not paying. So he says, you cannot take it any metalton from him unless it's in bezdin. The Mishnah says further, "V'lo yikaneis lebeso lital mashkano." And also, you can't enter into the guy's house. Shenemar, there's an iser b'chutz tamod. You have to stand outside. The rest of the pasuk reads b'chutz tamod. You have to stand outside. V'ha'isha she'ata no shebo. The guy who owes you money, the balabais, yotzi lecha sa'avod hachutza. He'll bring out to you the collateral, but you can't collect him in the shuk. You have to only collect in bezdin, and you certainly cannot enter into his home. Then the Mishnah says, "Hayu lo shnei kelim." If he has only two kelim, the lova only has two kelim, two articles of clothing or utensils. No tel echad maniach echad. You can only take one. You can't take both. Leave him one. And machzir sakar belaila v'samacharisha bayom. So let's say the two is a pillow and a plow. So the plow you have to return to in the morning, so he could use it and work his field. And the pillow you return at nighttime, so he has something to sleep with. So then let's say v'im mesu. But let's say he dies, so then you don't have to return it to his children. Meis Rashi says, Meis halove, if the lova dies, for the one who owes money, ein meishiv ha'avot liyorshin, you don't return the collateral to his children. Shein kan mitzvah ha'avot, elayim karena v'igba chova. You could sell the pillow, you could sell the plow, and collect your payment with that. The hashev tashivin lo ksiv v'lo liyorshin. The pasuk says you return each evening, you give him his pillow back. Each morning you give him his machrisha back, only lo, only to him, to the exclusion of the Yorshin, don't have that right. There is no mitzvah of returning. And then the Mishnah says, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel omer af la'atzmo ina machzir ela ad shloshim yom, u'mishloshim yom lahalan mochen bebezdim. Rashbag says, no, it's not forever that you continue to return it for years and years. You have 30 days, and if it goes on for 30 days, you return his machrisha the day, and then there's a karba night. It goes on for 30 days. At that point, says the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you could sell it at that point, and then you could collect your money. It's only 30 days, it's back and forth. And Rashi says something very cryptic. Rashi says, Shloshim Yom Zman Bezdin. This is the time of Bezdin. So what that means, the Rishonim explain, is 30 days is how Bezdin works. They always give 30 days to work with. And other Rishonim, like the Rabbi, say, no, 30 days is because that's a Zman Halva. Loans or a stam halva is 30 days. Is it a bezdin din or is it a haval din? So what's the nafkamina? So they speak about, let's say, at the shas halva, you give a mashkon, a shas halva. Our mission is only you collect the mashkon after the halva is up. The guy didn't pay, then you take the mashkon. But let's say the mashkon was given by shas halva, so now 30 days is up. Are you allowed to sell the mashkon after the halva is up? Or do you have to wait a new count of 30 days? So if it's about Shas Halva, if a mashkon, the 30 days is about a Zaman Halva, so then if you did a mashkon at the beginning of the Halva, when the 30 days are up of the Halva, you could also sell the mashkon. You don't need to wait another 30 days. But if the Zaman 30 days here of the Mishnah is a Din and Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't intervene until the Halva is up and you don't pay. So even though you gave me the mashkon in the beginning, we don't acknowledge it, 30 days go, you don't pay the loan. So now Bezdin gives you another 30 days before I could actually sell the mashkon. So that's the nafkamina they point out, whether 30 days is a din of Bezdin or 30 days is a din of a stam halva. Machlokas Rishonim, yeah.
But no matter what, at the moment that the chov is over, it's not a mashkon anymore, so he can sell it. Because the whole concept is he can sell a mashkon. Once the time is over, it stops being a mashkon, it starts being already his own.
Right, so if it's a din of halva, so you could sell it right away.
Right.
But the din of bezdin, so it's...
You have to wait till bezdin actually declares right. It.
Exactly. So that's the nafkamina, exactly. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amar Shmuel says, Shliach bezdin menasech nusuchi in ava mashkono la. So what does this mean? Look at Rashi in the Gemara. Shliach bezdin menaseach nusuchi af hu eino rashai likones lebeis lam shachano. Even the shliach bezdin cannot enter into the guy's home. Ela roehu bishuk u menasech davar sha'ochet biyadam mimeno. He could confiscate something as he walks in the shuk, but he cannot go into his house. Menaseach nusuchi means he could grab it from him, but he can't mashkone, which is a reference to he can't enter into his home. So Gemara says, lo, he can't. V'hatnan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us? Hamal v'schaveiro lo yimshechenu el bebezdin. Michal de bebezdin v'eshkinan. The bezdin does have the right. Only the malva cannot enter into the home, but the bezdin can. So Gemara says, no. Amar le Shmuel. Shmuel says, the way the Mishnah should be read is, ema lo yimshechenu el bebezdin. Not by bezdin, but inside of bezdin. You can't go to the guy's home, only in bezdin. And Hachanami Mistava, and this is very sensible to explain, because the Dikatani Sefer, the Sefer says, Loi Kanes Lebeso Litol Meshkano. So remember, the Mishnah said, there's two lines at the beginning of the Mishnah. First, it said that the Malveh could only collect in Bezdin, and then it says he can't go into the house. Of course. If he could only collect in Bezdin, obviously he can't go into the guy's house, so why is he repeating he can't go into the guy's house? Money. Who's that line of Loi Kanes Lebeso going on? Elaim, if you say, goes Balachov, the Malveh, rather the bank. We learn from the Reisha, if he can only collect in Bezdin, obviously he can't go into the guy's house. Elalav, Shliach Bezdin. Must be Shliach Bezdin. They cannot go into the guy's home.
which here clarifies that once the halva is over, he can to collect.
Once the halva,
he's not allowed, the shliach basin is not allowed to go in to take a mashkan, but once basin declares it that the chov is meaning that he didn't pay it and he has to collect, the shliach basin can't go in and take anything.
According at this stage of the Gemara, I think later on the Gemara says it, but even at this stage, yeah.
Here the article.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I guess you're ahead of the game. But that's, it's interesting that in Mashkan he cannot, but to collect the whole thing he can.
So I think that's what the Gemara is about to say right now. Let's see.
Okay, maybe.
So, Imishim Haf, that's what you think the Mishnah says, the Gemara. Halo Irya, Hachi Kamar. The way you could really read the Mishnah is as follows. Hamal ves chavera lo yimshikhananu elo bebezdin, michalad bebezdin, mimashchinan. So, no, you can conclude from this that Bezin can be Mashachinan, which Rashi says is Mashba Besoch Besa, Besoch Abayas, that Bezin can enter into the guy's home. Ubal Chov, Afilu Nesuche Nami, Lo, Shulikarnesh Levesa, Lito Mashkono. So the Bezin could do everything, they could grab it in the shuk and also enter into the home, and the Malve is the complete opposite, can't do anything. Certainly he can't go into the guy's home, but he also can't even confiscate something if he sees him walking in the shuk. Again, shloi karnish lebeis olito mashkano, because if he's allowed to confiscate something in the shuk, it might lead him to enter into the guy's home. So therefore, that's how the Mishnah rereads it, that you are allowed to enter, but that's at this stage of the Gemara. Now, look at Tosin on the bottom here, the very small three lines up from the bottom there, Ema. Tosin writes, lo yin sechenu ele bebezdin, you can only confiscate it in bezdin. Vim tomar, he asks, v'ha minayin denituach asel lebalchov, what's the source that he can't take it? The Gemara brings a source that you can't enter into the guy's home. Right? The pasuk says, "Buchutz tamod," you can't go to the guy's home. But where does it say ever you can't confiscate the guy's item? So Tosas writes, "V'omer ri de midirabanan hu." It's only an isem midirabanan kedamar besamach balchov nisuach namilo gzer shem ikonis bebeso. The only reason why you cannot confiscate the item is because it might lead you to go into the guy's home. It's a gzera on the deraisa, lest you go into the guy's home, which is an isa deraisa. But according to the Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah's Medayik, the Rambam says that there's actually an Isser Deraisa to confiscate something from the home of the guy, from the Shuk even. The guy's Isser Deraisa. Unclear what the source is. But what come out very interesting, according to the Rambam, that again, you can't grab something from him in the Shuk. Why? The Gemara says the reason is because Shem, you're going to go into the house. Now this is another example of a Siag Deraisa. According to the Rambam, this is it's a deraisa, but it's only a siaga according to the Gemara, lest you enter into the guy's home. It's like basa b'chalav, bishul basa b'chalav, according to many, is only an iser, lest you come to eat the basa b'chalav. It's another example of a siag deraisa. I don't know if this is on the list, but Yosef Engel has a whole list in Lekach Tov of around 15 examples of siag deraisas. Yichud is another example. Chibuk v'nishuk is another example. So this would be another example. I don't know if this is on this list. I'll have to look it up later.
Pay back the loan,
sure.
And you also have the chiyuv to be goyim. In other words, the two.
Well, the chiyuv to collect, it's a right. It's not a mitzvah to collect, even the right to collect,
right.
But there's a mitzvah the Baal Chov has to pay.
Right.
The Gemara says in Ksubas, it's a mitzvah to pay back your loan. There's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Gvias Malve. It's a mitzvah to pay back.
Right.
But if not, it's Gneiva.
Yeah, for right. Sure. But there's a special mitzvah. It itself, Poreh Sachovo is considered a mitzvah itself.
Meaning that if you don't pay back a loan, you're over Gneiva and not paying back.
Right. Exactly.
You're over two things.
But more than positive, when you do pay back, it's considered a mitzvah whereby you might be potter in other mitzvahs. It might be Osek B'mitzvah, potter in mitzvah.
Yeah, I understand.
There's something positive to it. But from the perspective of the collector, he has no mitzvah, but he has a right.
Right.
Okay. Gemara asks now, Masa Rav Yosef, Lo Yichavel Rechaim V'Rechev. The pasuk tells us that you can't collect the guy's rechaim, the rech of the kinefesh hu chova, says the Gemara. This is his parnasa. This is where he gets food. He could grind the wheat so he could eat something. So you can't take this. So the Gemara says, and this is medayik, Rav Yosef is medayik, ha dvam acherim, something else, a person can take. The chovel, a person could take away. Lo sachbal beged amana, another pasuk says you can't take the clothing of an amana, ha shel acherim tachbal, but other people's clothing you are allowed to take. So who's the author of this brayse? Man, inei b'chov. If the b'chov haksiv lo sava beisul avot avuto. So whose clothing can you take? You only can't take the almanas. So everyone else is you're allowed to, but we just said you can't enter into the home of the lova. Who's are you taking away? Elalav, it must be, the Malva, if it can be taking this away, it must be Elalav Shliach Bezdin. Shliach Bezdin must be the one who goes into their homes and takes the begadim and takes whatever they need to take.
Right, we said before even the Balchov, not even by Shuk, by the Shuk, he doesn't even have, it's us or anywhere to take
out. Yeah, Balchov can take anything. So this must be referring to the Bezdin, they're able to go into the guy's home. And we saw above, that's really a machlokas, whether he certainly could take from the Shuk, the Shliach Bezdin. We had a debate whether he could even go into the guy's home. No, right. This implies he's allowed to go into the guy's home even. So Elalav Shliach Bezdin. So Targuma Rav Papa Breder of Nachman Kamedir Rav Yosef. Really, others say it was really Rav Papa Breder of Yosef Kamedir Rav Yosef Liolam BeBalchov Ulav or Alav B'Shneilav. It's talking about the Balchov. Ah, then we already learned there's an issue for the Balchov to go into the bias. You're right. We're going to slap on another law for him. There's two lavim he gets for entering into the guy's home. But from the perspective of the Malva, there is no raya from here, the Shliach Bezdin, there is no raya that Shliach Bezdin is allowed to enter into the guy's home. It's still an open question. So the Gemara now goes on to bring another raya. Tashma. Mimash Meshenemar B'chutz Tamod. From the fact that we say that the the Malva, the bank stands outside, so obviously the guy who's giving the money is the Lova. So why does the pasuk have to go so the one who owes money, he's going to bring out the mashman? Of course, if I, as the bank, can't go into the home, he's obviously bringing it out to me. That's superfluous. So what are we learning? Elot matam lomer v'ha'ish. It must be l'rabos shliach bezdin, coming to include a shliach bezdin. The shliach bezdin also is not allowed to enter in. Ma lav, Gemara says, what's the connection to shliach bezdin? So ma lav shliach bezin kilove. It must be that he's like a lova, that the lova goes into his own home to give out to the malva. So too the shliach bezin could go into his own home and bring out the mashkon. So there's a rai that it's like the shliach bezin. He's like the lova rather. The Gemara says now lo shliach bezin kemalva. No, he has to wait outside. The ha'ish says that the malva and the shliach bezin both have to wait outside. So it's going on here. Interestingly, I didn't see any discussion. But who is Yishiach Bezin representing? That's a machlokas. Is Yishiach Bezin so the Lova could pay Priyas Balchov as a mitzvah? He's filling the mitzvah? Or is he really representing the Malva to help collect the money? That seems to be the debate here. Just thinking out loud now, I wonder how this stems with the Gemara in Baba Kama, which says, Ovid Inish Dina de Nafshe. Person sometimes allowed to take matters into his own hands. If Bezin is not able to step in, he could take what he needs to take. So even though that's true in general, a person can do that according to Rav Nachman, when it comes to the collection of money, a mashkon, there's an isser, that's where we draw the line.
But there's a lot of cases, right, that you're not allowed to, but once you did it, you're allowed to keep it already, right?
So that's part of our focus. Right? By which case?
I don't know exactly what there are many cases that you're not allowed to do a certain thing, but once you did it, you took it, then you're ready
right.
to keep
it. So there's a machlokas, Amarim, Rav Nachman and someone else, whether you're allowed to in L'chachila. If you assume that you can't L'chachila, B'dievit, I think it does work. But Rav Nachman says L'chachila, you're allowed to, Avid Inish Dina D'Nafshe. But here is where we draw the line. In this case, Rav Nachman would have to agree you can't take matters into your own hand because there's two isurim.
I don't understand. So between who is this? There is one on the Amar that says that the shliach can go in, right, to the house.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that says no, that he can only take it from the shliach.
Correct.
So who is who?
There's all. I think it's interpreting Shmuel.
No?
I agree. I think it's two interpretations of what Shmuel had said.
Okay, well,
I think that's the idea here.
Okay.
Gemara now says Tashma, im chavol tachbol salmas reecha. So if you take the clothing of your friend. So what's this referring to? The rest of the pasuk tells us that but you have to return it in the morning so he could use the items during that proper time of the day. So Gemara says, who's this referring to? B'shteach Bezdin, akas of Medab, referring to Shteach Bezdin. That's what it's referring to here, that he's able to enter into the guy's home, he could go into the guy's home to take it. So Gemara says, Atel me b'shteach Bezdin, akas of Medab, that's what you think. Oh, Eino Ela, maybe it's really referring to the Balchov, that the Malva is able to enter into the home and take the Mashkum. No, we have another pasuk that clearly says the Balchov cannot enter into the home. So what do we do the pasuk now? Ha, mani mekayim im chavol tachbol salmas reacha. That must be referring to Shliach Bezdin hakasuv medaber. Must be referring to that he is allowed to enter into the home of the house.
When he's holding onto this guy's pillow, is he like a loiva now? Because if he did not return it, then is he over lav?
Is he over a lav now? The pasuk says, Shita Rabbi Yitzchak, that the one who takes a mashkon, he's really kone, l'chot yet tzedakah. So giving it back, I own it. It's really my collection. I have a tzedakah. It's a mitzvah for me to return it back to each morning. It's what it seems like, yeah. Okay, Gemara says, you know what? The truth is really tanai. This machlokas, how to understand Shmuel's opinion, is really machlokas tanai. The Sani, the Braisa tells us that Shliach Bezdin, Shibali Mashkano, a Bezdin, when Shliach Bezdin wants to take a Mashkano, lo yikanesh lebesel, le Mashkano. He cannot go into the Lovis home, Ela Omid Bachutz, Vahala Om Motzi, lo Mashkano, and the Lovik Kim, here's the Mashkano, take this. Shinemar Bachutz Tamot, Vaish. And you stand outside, even the Shliach Bezdin stands outside. Yet, Tani Idach, the other Braisa says, Baal Chov, Shibali Mashkano, lo yikanesh lebesel, le Mashkano, Ela Omid Bachutz. The Baal Chov, the bank, stands outside. And the lova goes inside and brings out the mashkon to the malve. And the shiach bezdin shebal meshkano hareze nichnas lebeso umishkano. And he also, the shiach bezdin, is allowed to enter into the home.
So this goes on the previous pasuk also that we heard before the aish.
Exactly, it's two interpretations. The brayso really fleshes out as a machlokas here. So now the Gemara just continues the Braisa. Once we're on the topic of mashkons, when you're picking out mashkons, lo yim shechenenu divarim she'osim ben ochel nefesh. What can you take? Which types of items? You can't take anything that's ochel nefesh. Any food items, pots, pans, that cannot be taken. V'nosein mito mito u'matzilash. And you have to give two beds and a mattress and comforters and stuff for the wealthy. And mito mito u'mefetz la'ani lo. And Ani Kama rather. And you also give two beds to the Ani. The Gemara is going to explain why you need two beds. And you also give a little mat, a mat made of reeds of some sort. That's what the Ani sleeps on. Rashi points out here, La Ashir, around eight Naira lines down here, raised at La Ashir, is Shehurgal bin Matzal. He's used to having mattresses, so you give him whatever he's used to. Mefet Slani, Lefi Mashurgal. And he's used to sleeping on the little, like, the little reeds, little doormats. That's what he sleeps on. Each person according to what they're used to. You can't take that away from him. And then the Gemara says further, Lo of Aloli Isho Velo Livnov Livnosov. And also you make sure he has what to have, a bed, but to his children, his wife and children, you don't have to. And Rashi says this is based on the Pasuk. Look at Rashi around 20 narrow lines down. Lo, Hu Tzarch Litein Mita to him. To the Lova, you have to make sure he has a bed. Avaloli Isho Livanov to Chayahu Kasav Velo Huta Lahamav Lachayos is B'nei Besov. You only have the obligation to keep him alive, but not necessarily to his family. Then the Gemara says further, going along the lines of Mashkon Kederach Shemesajin Lebal Chov Akach Mesajin Be'erchem. Just like you have to, a whole order, there's a whole hierarchy of what you're supposed to take, Bal Chov, what you leave him, what you take. So too, when it comes to Erchem, a person says Erchem, what's Erchem? Person's Marich, he says, I owe whatever that child is worth or that person's worth. There's a set, there's a whole chart of how much money each man or female worth in a certain age bracket. Now, a person owes money to Hekdesh, but he doesn't have the money. So you have to be misadir when Bezdin goes in and takes from his property to pay the Erechim. There's also a whole list that you have to follow. First this, and then this. So the Gemara says, just like you have that misadrin by Baal Chov, you also have the misadrin, the order, when it comes to Erechim. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Klapi Laya, it doesn't make any sense. Ikasidze be'erechim siv. The source of Erechim, the source of misadrin is really found in the Erechim. That's the real source. So Ella has to be read the opposite, meaning what? Just like you have a certain order that you follow when it comes to collecting money for Erechin purposes, so do you follow that same exact order for collecting a Baal Chov. Okay, the Gemara now quotes the Braisa we just said above, Amar Mar, No sin mito mito matza le usher, mito mito be'efetz lani. So you give two beds to the usher, two beds to the ani. So Gemara Laman, who's getting the second bed here? Ilema le isha levana, you're giving one bed for the wife and kids, the venosav to all share. Hamas, we already said, Lo, Avalolisha Levanov Levanosa. We don't give the children anything. So what's the need for two beds? Ela idi day. Really, the Lova is getting to keep beds. Why? Tarti, Lamali, what's the need for two? Chade de Achilala, Chade de Zagala. One that he eats on and one that he sleeps on. They used to eat on these benches, these like the Caesars. We have those pictures in our head. And lying down in a bed, one to eat on, one to sleep on. What do you need two beds for? Kiddush Shmuel, you know, look in the pictures of a lot of the Gedolim. They have one room, one bed. They eat on the bed, they sleep on the bed, and zehu. Yeah, he does, yeah.
God, as you see them, everybody laying.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't have those. Apparently, the Simais do have that. Yeah. So Kiddush Shmuel, Damer Shmuel. Shmuel says, the Kol Mile Yadana Asusaisu. Shmuel was a well-known. He was a doctor. Shmuel said, I know the Asusayu, the healing, the refuahs to everything. Lebar me honey plus. There were three things Shmuel did not know how to heal. And very interesting. Man da'achal ahini mirira aliba reikani. Person who ate something bitter on an empty stomach is not a good idea. He doesn't know how to deal with that.
And I think it's a date.
A date, yeah? I thought mari was something bitter.
Tamar, mar.
Yeah. I said a biz.
Unripe date.
Okay. An empty stomach, not a good thing. We have the Gemara's, what?
Take a little tongue
back there. The Gemara does speak about how dates really do a number in your stomach.
Something that needs prescription.
Man de aser mesna de kisna retiva achartina. And what's this one here? So Rashi says that person who wears a moist rope or belt made of flax around his waist. So
a little fungal infection.
That's okay. Okay, they're a good thing we're here today. Okay, and now this last one is man de achal nama velo maski arba garmide. Person who eats bread and doesn't walk 4 amos before he sleeps. Now the doctors all say it's the worst thing to do for diet to eat before you go to sleep. You eat in a heavy stomach and you fall asleep. That's terrible for the digestive system, the metabolism. So Rashi explains all this. Velo misagi arba garmide. Garmide is Aramaic for amos. Kodem sheishen, right before you go to sleep. And Hilkach, therefore, Yehavina le mita shni, you need a second bed, Umoshiva barachok arba amos, mimakum lechila. So to enforce that you go to walk 4 amos, 6 feet away from each other, so this way you have some level of exercise. Val karocha yargil amor v'lalechas b'mishka v'lo yishan amita shachol. 4 amos, that's all you need.
Their houses were pretty big.
Yeah. Four amos isn't too big. Yeah, the dinner table is here, dining room is here, and the bed was there. That's really about the distance of it. But according to this, the doctors say you should really not go to sleep 2 hours after eating, whatever the zman is. This is just a few seconds. And this is a few seconds, according to the Shmuel. If the person does this, he doesn't know how to heal this. Okay. Weiter. Mara says, Tani, Tani, Kamed, Rav Nachman, they taught a brayso in front of Rav Nachman, Kederuch, Shemisajin, Ve'erchen, Kach, Misajin, Bibalchov. Okay, there's a certain hierarchy, a list of priorities. What do you take first, and what do you have to leave over for the Balchov? So Amar Le Hashes Rune Mizavinilei Sidur Mizadvinilei. Wait a second. We said earlier that you're allowed to sell after 30 days. You're allowed to sell the kalim. So if you could sell them, then you would have to follow a whole hierarchy of what you could leave and what you don't leave them. You're allowed to even sell them. You shouldn't have to have a follow a whole list, a whole seder here. So Gemara says, wait a second. Umim Mazvinilei. We don't allow you to sell his clothing. Vatran. The Mishnah tells us Machsias Akar Belayla Vesa Machrisha Bayom. So we said you can't. So Gemara says, no, Tana Krashbag. We're going in Rabbi Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Our Tana Kama says you can never sell. You're right. You can never sell the products. You can never sell the kalim. You have to always return it. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, who says you're allowed to sell it, we're teaching according to him. V'tani kame v'halchi kamarle. It says as follows. Hashta le Rabbi Shimon Gamliel zvuni mezavinale. And in the world of the Rashbag, who allows you to sell after 30 days, sedur misadinale. Would you have to do a whole list, a whole Seder Devarim here? The Tanan, the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Af Le Atzmo Einu Machzir El Ad Shloshim Yom. But Mikan Ve'elach Mochun Bebezdin. So Rashbag says himself, you only have to return it for those first 30 days, the Mashkon. After 30 days, this is already getting a little too ridiculous, then you're allowed to sell it. So how does this work here? So how come if you're allowed to sell it, so why do you have to go through a whole list of Misadrinalei? So the Gemara explains no. Mimai Dechi Kamar Umimai. Whoever said when Rashbag says you could sell it meant to sell legamri to sell. Maybe what Rashbag meant was ad shloshim yom hadalei beina mikan veelach mahadalei lemay de chazile umazvina delo chazile may delo chazile. Maybe what it means the first 30 days you return everything to him. Whatever you take as a mashkon you have to return. After 30 days, you're allowed to sell something that he doesn't need, delo chazilei, and that's what is chazilei, that which he needs, like a mattress and a machrisha, that you can't sell. He didn't say sell everything of the mashkon. So Gemara says, Isaka daitach islei the Rashbag haisvara lekamidi delo chazilei. If you really hold Rashbag holds it this way, there's nothing that he's not worthy of, meaning Rashbag holds, as we're about to see, everything is a chazilei. There's nothing that's not chazilei. Because he holds, as we're about to see, that Yisrael, kol Yisrael b'nei melachim, everything is worthy of being theirs. So there's no such thing, there's no distinction of what he needs, what he doesn't need. He needs everything. As we see, Gemara says, Damar Bai says, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, all four of these Tanaim, kul Yisrael, kol Yisrael b'nei melachim. How do we know this? The Gemara is going to go through one by one how they all hold Bnei Melachim. One is Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Tnan Lo Esalof Vlesa Chardal, and Rashbag Matir Beluf Mibnei Shu Michael Orvin. What's this referring to? What's the context here? So this Mishnah is found in Masechah Shabbos, referring to Muksum. So look at Rashi. Rashi says around five narrow lines up, Lo Esalof Vlesa Chardal, Metaltim B'Shabbos. You can't move these items. She'inim Ruin Hayom Lo Zel Levashav Lo Zel Letchon. You can't eat it today. You can't cook it. You can't eat these things raw. And you can't grind it. Luf minak kidneys is that type of bean. V'einan ruin lemaichel kushuchai. It's not raw. It's not edible when it's raw. V'afilu lofos, even for birds. But according to Rashbak, he allows it because it's maichel leorvim for ravens. V'yisrael b'nei melachim v'yeshem legad leorvim lenoi lischov. Who has ravens and who has pets? Who has parakeets? So therefore, they're awesome. There's no use. But according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, no, wealthy people have birds in their house. So we assume they're all, even though maybe right now they don't have Orvin, they're roy to have Orvin, and that's enough to allow these things to not be considered muksa. That's how we find Rashbag calls B'nai Melachim him. Then the Gemara says further, Rabbi Shimon, how do we know that he holds also B'nai Melachim him? It's not B'nai Melachim, Tzachin, Shemin, Vered, Agave, Makosein, B'Shabbos, Shekein, Darchin, Lasuch, Bachol. So what are you allowed to use if a person has some type of moisture, some type of oil? You could use it, the kings, if you come from a royal family, so then you could use some type of fancy rose-smelling oil, because that's what they would use during the week. But people who are not from the royal family can't use the shemen, because during the week I wouldn't use it either. So for me, it would be awesome to use this on Shabbos. But according to Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol yusof b'nei melachim heim. No, even though we don't come from royal families, we are still roy to be royal, and we would be allowed to use all types of fancy oils on Shabbos as well.
We don't hold like that.
How do we paskin? I don't think we paskin this way. Let's see from the note. It's like we don't paskin that way. Correct.
Right.
Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, the Tanya, Haresha you notion boel zuz ulavush itstali bas meya mana mafshitino so mimena umabishin so itstala haruyolar. The guy owes you money. He owes you $1,000. He's wearing this fancy fur coat. What do you mean? You owe me $1,000. How can you buy a fur coat when you owe me $1,000? So according to the Tanakhama, you could take off that fur coat and sell it and give him a piece of a t-shirt to wear. You're not roy for this. V'tanem mishum Rabbi Shmuel, v'tanem mishum Rabbi Kiva, kol Yisrael ruin lo. So it's fascinating. Imagine that. The guy owes you money and he's spending it on some other items. It really is a dagger. Still, nonetheless, they hold, since they're b'nei melachim, they're roy for these fancy coats. Either way, we see that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that kol Yisrael b'nei melachim heim. And therefore what? Everything is a roy for them. So there's no list of what you could sell and not sell. Everything is chazile. So l'may de salik adaitan, the havamina was meikara initially. The yoyv le may de chazile, umazvinan may de lo chazile. If it says initially that havamina, so right now we reject it. We therefore reject it and say that Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that you sell all items. You sell all items because you can't distinguish what he needs versus what he doesn't need. Now the Gemara is going back to understand what was the initial havamina that we suggested but we rejected. We suggested that maybe you should sell what he needs and what he doesn't need. So how do you create such a hierarchy? So the Gemara explains again. Initially, we figure out what he needs and we return it back to him each morning, each evening, what he needs, and we sell that which he doesn't need. We sell and take it as collection. So Bishlama, this makes sense. Kavre kesses chazile debeni beni. So we understand that these things is necessary because he needs to. Rashi explains here Bishlama kavre kesses ditznami mesizin. Iklamema Rashi explains mochin de kamar Rashbag lebeni beni kamar liknos grua mehimanu beni beni yitel bechovo. So he sells it, and the difference of it he's able to take for some of his chov. That all makes sense to us. Ela machrisha lemay chazile. What's a chazi in machrisha? What's the shaila here? Yeah, but what's the beni beni? We're talking about the difference of price here. We sell it back and forth each morning. That's the idea.
Oh no, you can buy lower class ones.
Okay, I see.
Car because said you can downgrade.
I got
but
you.
A shovel is a shovel.
So you sell it to him, and then you return back. You buy a new one at a lower price, though, a cheaper one, give him back his blankets and his pillows and his mattresses. So that difference, the Baal Chov is able to collect.
Yeah.
When it comes to Machrisha, well, there's no downgrade. There's one, well, what they're saying, there's one style of Machrisha. Mara says, no, Amar Rava Bar Rabba Machrisha de Kaspa. The guy had a fancy, a silver one, a gold plow. So that you could certainly downgrade and take the difference. The Gemara says, "Maskula Rav Chaga v'leimulei lava alai karanis." So then the individual should say, well, the Baal Chov should claim, wait a second, it's not my responsibility to support him. Why do I have to go ahead and now sell the product and buy a lower product and take the difference? And
him, right?
I said, it says he owes me money. What's my obligation on him? So Baal says, Ibra, Emes says, you're right. Aleh Karami, it's really on the Malve. He does have responsibility to keep him alive. Mishum Shinemar Luchot Yet Tzedakah. Yes, to you the tzedakah. I mentioned before, even though you collect the mashkon, even though you're the bank, you have an obligation to get him back on his feet.
What's the kasha? I mean, the pasuk says you're not allowed to take, no?
Why do I have to go out of my way to do this?
No, the pasuk says, no?
No, but the pasuk says, my question is further.